Okay, our class tonight on the Jewish Home is going to focus on happiness. Yes, my children are good Israelis. They don't know how to say the letter H. They say they're going to be happy. So our class tonight is on happiness. Bringing happiness to the home. So it's very natural for men, for most men, it is very natural to be decisive, to make decisions. So your wife's going to say, I can't decide whether we should be home for Shabbos or go to that Sheva Brachos, and you'll think for a second and say, okay, let's go. Because men have no problem deciding. They might not go through all the details like women do, but men don't ponder it so much. Your wife's going to say, I don't know which of these cutlery I like better. Should we get this one or that one? You look at it and say, that one. Men are very good at being decisive. And sometimes it's a strength. Sometimes. But we need to shift that strength that we have of being decisive. And sometimes men think that that's their job in the home. And in fact, our job is, I think, better classified the way Chabad terms it. Chabad has a term called mashpia. You guys ever hear the term mashpia? Anyone who's been in touch with Chabad knows the term mashpia. Gabe, you want to translate the word mashpia? Oh, how would you translate mashpia? Okay, so you guys are translating it to give advice or influence. And I think that maybe the word mashpia comes from the word shefa. And we have a concept that when you have abundance and it spills over onto others, so then you've influenced them. But it doesn't have to be that I'm going to change my wife. I'll teach her how to be decisive. I'll teach her. No, that's not our point. Our point is, instead of seeing our role as being the one who influences or the one who decides, we have to see our role as the one who helps propel. What do I mean? So let's see the Torah's description. What does the Torah describe is supposed to happen after we get married? It says, Naki yiyeh leveito shana echad. A man has to be free of unnecessary distractions for the first year. If there's a war that's not imperative, it's a war for financial gain, which is permissible by Torah law. So then we say, your achatan, your focus should be on your home. V'simach et ishto asher lakach. He should make the woman who he wed happy. Guys, did you hear that? You have a responsibility to make your wives happy. So you'll tell me, maybe that was in biblical times. And I'll say, no. And I'll prove it to you. Because in the laws of Yom Tov, it says that a husband has a mitzvah to buy his wife a new dress, new garments, or new jewelry, or maybe new perfume, to buy her things to make her happy. It doesn't say she should sew him a new yarmulke or a new suit or something else to make him happy. No. You want to know your role in the marriage? You have a job to influence, not in the manner, let me get her to do things the way I want. No. Influence here we mean impart, propel, help the house move in the right direction. You want a house of happiness. You want a house where people speak nicely to one another. You want a house where people respect one another. Lead. People think that they can have that house by making demands. No. Lead. Show the way. Propel the house forward. You want a house where people speak gently and nicely, so show how you speak gently and nicely. So you'll say, but my wife's yelling at me. She's throwing pots and pans at me. Right? And how do you react? You say, could you keep the knives? Could you hold the knives? Please hold the knives. I'll be your best friend. No, but I'm serious. Very often, we think that we should demand, and that's not the way. The way is to lead. That means you walk into the house and you walk in with a smile. You walk into the house, you bring in a good atmosphere. And when you walk through the door, what you will encounter is a sour look. And you'll say, why? And that's for a different class. We'll discuss why. But you have to be able to change that sour look into a happy look. You have to be able to change it into a smile, which means you have to give a feeling that she is precious. What happens when you walk through the door and she seems upset? You say, oh, you say, I'm sorry, I walked into the wrong house, right? You walk through the door and she says, I can't believe you did that this morning. You look at her and say, good evening to you too. And she says, no, you're not getting out of this. And you say, you're right, we'll talk later. I made a wrong turn, I'm sorry. You just walk out that door. No, you don't. Now you have a goal, right? She's upset. And what's the natural male reaction? The natural male reaction is to say, excuse me, we live on this planet, it's called Earth, we are human beings, we first say, hello, how are you, how was your day, we are polite, we are nice to one another, you have an issue, we can talk about it a little bit later, right? Wait, she has an issue, she's bringing it up, you're not prepared to deal with it right now. I'm not saying you're wrong, but bottom line, what's your job now? Make her happy. What am I supposed to do to make her happy? She's all upset. Who told her to be upset? So I forgot to take out the garbage this morning. Okay, what's she getting all upset about? Bottom line, she's upset. It's a fact. You can dance from today until tomorrow and say she should be different. That's where she's at now. What's your job? V'simach et ishto. Make her happy. If you were told that if you succeeded in making her happy, you would get $50,000 tonight. Imagine that for a second. Imagine you walked through the door with her father. And her father said, I know you will make her happy tonight, and I brought a check for $50,000 because I know I'm going to see her smile. And you walk through the door, and there she is all upset at you. What do you do next? So you could say, you just blew $50,000. Or you could say, let me think how I can make her happy. Let me think how we can move forward. So one of the things that we have to do is give our wives a feeling that they are precious. Give our wives the feeling that they are precious. So here's a great way to give your wife a feeling she's precious. You sit down for dinner and you answer the phone. And then she starts telling you a story, so you leaf through the newspaper. And then she says, are you paying attention? You go, sure, dear. Yeah, just a second, my cell phone's ringing. I just got to check that SMS. Yeah, how much value does she feel she has right now? We're not so good at this. We're not so good at making people feel important. We're not so good at giving people attention. We're not so good at complimenting. And that's why it's sometimes important to tell ourselves, she needs to feel good. I'm going to tell you a little secret. You don't have to tell your wives this, but you should bear it in your minds. There's a huge difference between men and women in many areas, but one area is where we get satisfaction from. When a man has frustration in his marriage, so then he calls his best friend and they talk about the Cowboys playoffs tonight. He goes out for a jog with his partner. He comes to work and everyone, all his buddies are there. He goes to Minyan, he has friends there. So a man has many outlets where he can get positive feedback and feel very good about life. For a woman, it doesn't matter what friends she has and what circle she's in. The only thing that matters is what's happening in the house. And if at home she isn't happy, so then nothing can placate her. A simple example of that is when couples have hardships having children. So to the man, he feels like there's all of life out there. Children are one facet to life. It's important. It's nice. It's good. I want it too. But you don't have to be depressed all day. There's a lot to life. And to a woman, like Rachel Imenu said to Yaakov Avinu, Havali banim, give me children. Vim ein meitanochin, if not, I'm dead. So what's the classical male response? What do you want from me? My God, what am I supposed to do? Right? Deflect the blame. What do you mean deflect the blame? What does the Midrash say right away? Yaakov Avinu, is that the way you answer a woman who's upset? So we would say, but Yaakov's in the right. What does she want from him? Does he control things? And the Midrash doesn't say that. Our sages say, if she's upset, make her happy. We would say, if she's upset, make her reasonable, right? Come on, you're out of reason. What do you want from me? What did I do? Ah, that's the second problem. What did I do? If she's upset, we take it personally. Must be I did something wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. You don't have kids. What do you want from me? I have kids from my other wives. I'm perfectly okay. You got a problem. Ah, really? You're not allowed to answer that way. What does the Midrash say? She's upset, make her happy. She's upset, make her happy. Guys, it's a simple formula. But no one thinks that way. It's not the way men think. What do men say? She's upset, don't come home. Right? Wait, let the storm blow over. Send her roses. No, make her happy. Part of your job in the marriage is make her happy. So you'll ask me, how do you make her happy? And I want to tell you one more formula, which I'm not allowed to say online. So we're going to have to end class now. And the last 5 minutes of class, I'll come back to this formula. And to you listeners online, you're welcome to come join Machon Meir.